Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 138 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Okay, so I am still on the ship. I just finished the second of 3 weeks. We did the 80s cruise, and literally unbelievable. This was a record-setting, literally, a record-setting week of drinking on this ship. They actually set a record for alcohol consumption for a Holland America charter cruise. It was unbelievable to watch. It was a really fun week. The music was great, right? They had like Huey Lewis in the News and Kool and the Gang and Was Not Was and Richard Marx and Naked Eyes and Wang Chung and Tiffany and this great 80s party band, Jesse's Girl, who probably knows every song from the 80s. That was all good. They had video games, a whole video game arcade set up, photo booths with all kind of 80s posters. It was totally an 80s week. Personally, I don't remember the 80s being that much fun. But I have to say, this crowd was very cool. They were drinking, but they were cool drunks. They were harmless drunks. They were drunks having fun. People were saying over and over, it's the greatest vacation they ever had. So, great, great, good for them. Finished 2 weeks on the ship. I got one more week to go. Gospel cruise is about to start. And, after a week like we had partying with the 80s cruise, this ship needs Jesus. Gospel cruise is a good cleanup for that. Spiritually clean the ship. Personally, I'm having a good time. I pretty much have a routine here. For some reason, I wake up ridiculously early, like 7 o'clock in the morning every day. But it's good because 3 times a week, I've been hitting the yoga classes, been doing the spinning classes. I'm trying to stay ahead of the desserts and cookies that I'm eating constantly on this ship, but I'm definitely coming back fatter than when I sailed away. What can I say? It's a cruise ship. It's what you do. Overall, though, have to say it's been a good gig. I'm having a good time. One more week. I do miss being connected. The ship's internet is the worst. It's like having dial-up in 1998. It's based on a satellite and where the ship is in relation to the satellite. Cloudy day, you lose the internet. Clouds, no internet today. So I miss being connected. I miss sports. I'll talk about that a little more later. But I miss knowing what's going on. I know some of what's going on. I catch some of what's going on late. I give you an example. I wanted to see Chris Rock's monologue from the Oscars. Now, I was working last Sunday. I didn't get to see it. They did show it on the ship, but I didn't get to see it. But I was trying to watch it online. I didn't get to watch it until Wednesday when we were in San Juan because the other stop was in another country and the YouTube feed wouldn't come to blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I liked what Chris did. I thought the opening monologue was funny. I thought he hit him pretty good. Apparently, the show was a big success, so good for him. They picked the right guy. I know there was some backlash about the little Asian kid accounting firm bit, but let me tell you something. I get it. I understand people being a little upset on the internet. Hey, Chris, if you want diversity, you can't make fun of Asians. It's not the same thing, okay? With all due respect, I know the Asians don't have the greatest history in the United States. I know about the Japanese internment camps. But, 400 years of black history in America with slavery, mistreatment, blah, blah, blah. Black people would be okay with a math stereotype. If that was the worst we got hit with was, man, you guys are really good at math. Yeah, we'd be all right with that. So get over it. I think he did a great job, walked a fine line. And it was funny. But that's an example of how far out of the loop I am, because I'm the only person mentioning the Oscars today. Sorry about that. Now, here's the news that we do get on ship. Okay, if you've ever traveled, if you've ever worked overseas as an expat or been on a cruise or one of these gigs, you're familiar with the digest. What they do is they take the day's news and they put it in kind of a eight-page digest. They like, these are the best stories. Every day. Now, this is a New York Times digest. The Times is one of the papers on record of the United States. Every day's headline is Donald Trump. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making that up. Literally every day. I'm going to run the week by you. That is my past week, okay? Monday, GOP race grows cruder and more aggressive. Tuesday, Clinton girds for race against Trump. Wednesday, Trump and Clinton feast as states vote. Thursday, stop Trump forces regroup after rout. Friday, Romney calls Trump unfit as party erupts in discord. Saturday, GOP pleas anger Trump supporters. Every day is Donald Trump. This is amazing to me. I couldn't have been more wrong in saying that he would have given up by now. He'd have backed out. It was just a show. Apparently, he's in this to win it. And if he's not, his supporters certainly are. Now, all these Republicans, you know, the Mitt Romneys, can't even remember his name. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm seeing the face, not remembering the name. But Senator who ran, John McCain, who ran against Obama the first time, they're all talking about how unfit Trump is, how terrible Trump is, how Trump won't denounce the KKK, Trump supporters attack a black woman at one of their rallies, blah, blah. You know something? No, don't let them get away with this bullshit, okay? Don't let them get away with this bullshit. Sorry about the announcement. Told you I'm on a ship. They're disembarking, so they're telling another group of people that the cruise is over. Get off the ship. So sorry about this. No way around it. Please make sure you have your disembarkation number. Well, anyway. Da 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 da. This is the most unprofessional aspect of a podcast. I am sorry you have to hear this. Pink 3 is getting off the ship right now, for what it's worth. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. It's all bullshit. Look, they created this monster. This is Godzilla that they created by dumping nuclear waste in the ocean, okay? The Republicans have always had racist support. They've always looked on to the racist with a wink and a nod. They've always worked with these code words like anti-immigration, which we all know means anti-Mexican, and the complete disrespect of Barack Obama. The day after Barack Obama was elected, we want our country back. What were they saying? We're white and we want our country back from the black guys. So they've created Donald Trump. Now they can't control Donald Trump. And I'm literally loving watching it, because right now the party of no, the party that has taken pride in saying no to every bit of legislation that the Democrats brought up, anything Barack Obama did, no. Now they're in the most awkward position of saying no to themselves. Trump is their number one candidate. He's their leader, and they're saying no to him. And just like every other no that the Republican Party has put forth, they don't alter an alternative plan. They don't have another candidate. They're just saying no to Trump. Trump is unqualified. Trump is racist. Trump is this. Trump is that. It's ridiculous. You know what? You guys created him. Live with him. Trump might bring down the Republican Party. And he might bring down the Republican Party by showing the truth of who Republicans really are. It's fascinating to watch. And yeah, I am enjoying it. Alternate candidates? Well, let's see. Ben Carson's out. Gonna miss you, Ben. Really thought that a black guy was gonna win the Republican nomination. You almost had it. You only missed it by everything. I'm gonna miss my Ben Carson bit. It was pretty funny. Not gonna be, well, I'm gonna do it for another few weeks, but then they'll forget him. Next to go probably be Marco Rubio. Yeah, he tried the Trump has a little dick argument, and apparently that one didn't work. Yeah, nice try, Marco. Maybe next time you'll have an issue to talk about. Or I don't know. You tried to drop down to Trump's level. You tried to argue with Trump in Trump's wheelhouse, personal insults and all of that crap, and Trump destroyed you. Ted Cruz is winning. He won, what did he win? Maine and Nebraska, I think. Real powerhouse states that are indicative of what America thinks. No disrespect to Maine and Nebraska, but come on. Anyway, sorry, he won Maine and Kansas. Trump won Kentucky and Louisiana. So If Ted Cruz is your alternative, keep in mind, Eduardo, as I like to call him, Eduardo Cruz, you know, the son of a Cuban born in Canada who, we're still looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate, really? This is the guy who thought the Jade Helm military exercise in the Southwest was part of Barack Obama's secret plot to bring in martial law and take all the guns from Texas, okay? This is the guy who, and even Trump said it, this is a senator who has no support of other senators. This, you could go on and on about how crazy Ted Cruz is, and Ted Cruz is the reasonable alternative. The Republican Party is a mess. The Republican Party is in serious trouble. As I say, I'm going to miss Ben Carson. Ben was fun. Ben was fun to make fun of. Jeb Bush, out. I mean, just the whole list of Republicans. Kasich, he's still there. He wants to win Ohio, but will that make a difference? Looks like the Republican convention's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. And I hate to say it, but in a knockdown, drag-out fight, you got to kind of got to bet on Trump because he's got these crazy supporters, some little old ladies in Louisiana. I read in one of these Times articles, 71-year-old woman in Louisiana, lifelong Republican, says, who is Mitt Romney to tell me who to vote for? I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. You know, then the racist vote, and you know who he's got? NASCAR. And remember, you heard it here first. I told you, NASCAR. Some bitch, NASCAR. Did Donald Trump know more about America than some bitch? Oh, geez, another announcement. They're killing me with this crap.
At this time, we're calling all guests with luggage tags.
Sorry about that. I'm continuing the podcast. Man, I hope I didn't screw it up for the editors. I hope they can make this work. Anyway, I'm sure they can. Those guys are techies. So, some bitch got NASCAR, like I told you. Donald Trump, America, some bitch. Democrats, Hillary's just building, gaining delegates on her way. Some are saying that Bernie needs to get on board. I don't know yet, but I don't know if he will, you know, or what. But he won Kansas and Nebraska. Hillary won Louisiana. We're pretty confident that Hillary's going to win the big states, Michigan, should win Chicago, and on and on. Hillary's going to be the Democratic candidate unless some miracle that Bernie takes over. And again, not knocking Bernie, just see Bernie as a one-issue candidate. Hillary Clinton, every time she talks, she sounds like the President of the United States. Eminently qualified, experienced, intelligent, aware of all the issues, just not Ms. Personality. That's the only killer. That's the only thing she hasn't had. She's not Ms. Personality. But I'll stick with Hillary. And I think she's going to do it. Hillary versus Trump, that could be interesting. I don't think Hillary's going to swim in the mud with Donald Trump. I don't think Hillary Clinton's going to bring up Donald Trump's dick size. Sorry, Marco Rubio, but I think you've covered that. And I'm not going to debate whether it's big or small. I don't know. But I don't think Hillary's going to bring it up either. So we'll see how that goes. One thing, they keep talking about the economy. The Republicans love talking about how bad the economy's doing, but we don't see it. Once again, the private sector added jobs. And I don't like reading a lot of numbers here, but they added jobs. 72 months of uninterrupted job gains. That's what's going on in the economy. It's the longest streak on record. The unemployment rate is 4.9%, down from 8.3% 4 years ago. Who's been the president for the last 4 years? Oh, yeah, he created all that unemployment, didn't he? Yeah, right. Anyway, the economy's not doing that bad, but they'll keep bringing it up. They're not going to bring up national security in a debate with Hillary Clinton. They're going to try Benghazi, but I think that's pretty much done. They're going to try the email thing, but I don't know that it's going to work because when you go into skeletons in the closet, I don't think Donald Trump's going to want to look. We'll see. Stay tuned, boys and girls. I miss sports. I get ESPN International Caribbean feed on this ship. Like, I did get to see North Carolina beat Duke, but to give you an example, NBA Wednesday on ESPN. They show the first game, Detroit versus San Antonio. We're about to show the second game, and then right before tip-off between Oklahoma Thunder and my LA Clippers, boom, let's go to cricket. Yeah, a lot of cricket going on. So I miss that, being here on the ship, but I'll deal with it one more week. I hope. One more week, and I say I hope one more week, and that's it. That's all I got for the podcast. Honestly, I do not get enough of a news feed to do my normal, like, weird, funny stories or anything else to talk about. All the news on the ship, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Yeah, there's the occasional other story. DeGrom's getting underpaid by the Mets. Poor guy, and I'm serious about that because it sucks. Oh, they have been talking about the Supreme Court and the knife in the OJ case. Really? They found the knife during the OJ series on FX? Listen, I'm not a total cynic, but can someone say ratings move? Anyway, I don't think it's the knife. I don't think it's the knife. On the Supreme Court thing, Barack Obama is vetting judges. He will not. My prediction and my hope, he will nominate a justice and the Republican Senate will be forced to do their job. It's the Constitution, some bitch. Constitution say you supposed to allow president pick a judge for the Supreme Court. Some bitch going to eliminate Second Amendment. Ain't going to be allowed to take my gun to Chipotle. And some bitch, now I got to vote NASCAR. No. He's the president of the United States. The Constitution says it's his job to nominate a justice for the Supreme Court. I truly believe he'll do it. Barack Obama has always been smarter than Congress and the Senate. I predict he will nominate somebody that they will look really bad not talking to. So we'll see how that plays out. But anyway, that's I don't get a lot of the other news. I get editorial stuff. I see Peyton Manning's retiring. Not big news there. But that's what I get. And like I say, I hope I'm still here next week because we're going to San Juan. I'm doing the gospel cruise. We're going to San Juan. Last week on the 80s cruise, we went to San Juan. I was bit by a mosquito, and now I understand the Zika virus is in Puerto Rico. So I'm probably done for. I probably got Zika or Zeta or Ziga or however you pronounce it. It's been a good run. Now, assuming I make it home in March, I got some great gigs coming up. March 15th, I'm going to be in Austin at the Laugh Button, part of the South by Southwest Festival. I think it's pretty cool for my old ass to be invited to something as cool as South by Southwest. I don't know what's going on down there, but I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to follow it up March 16th and 17th. I'm going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa. And March 18th and 19th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank. So I got a lot of California stuff coming up when I get off the ship, but I got one more week on the ship, the gospel cruise. I still ask who's paying attention. You guys are. You're still watching my new special, Historically Incorrect. Okay, so I was incorrect about Trump. You gonna keep rubbing that in? I thought he'd be done by now. Who knew? I recorded it a while ago. I didn't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. It's the one story I can tell you I will know about because it is front page news every day. Thank you.